cylinder at the ends of the world, the other ends, NZ, you know, I know it's kind of, you know, all right, we'll pass on that. But anyway, we have an awesome brother, another return dreamer. I don't remember which, what number dreamer you were when you were on with me last time, Vinny. Maybe it was just on my show, Argon. Either way, I think you're both an Argonite and a dreamer. So welcome back. We all love you here. You know that. I do. I respect you greatly. You're the one who's been the awesome host for many, many years for many, many people. So it's a true honor. We need to get your status and upgrade. Tell us what's going on still in New Zealand and your case. You got your appeal coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like a banana for breakfast. I don't get to see the appeal. And when we do go in, it's on the 31st of July, and I'm facing 3 months prison. And my mate and co-accused, Billy TK, is facing 4 months prison, you know, because he's worse than me. And
the real badass.
Yeah. And when we do this kind of thing, we hope that a lot of people will turn up outside the courthouse, because ostensibly it's about freedom of speech, because we were arrested for peacefully protesting lockdowns, which when they started in New Zealand were proven by the Royal Commission to be unlawful. So this kind of thing is going down in New Zealand, where basically freedom of speech and freedom of peaceful assembly is sort of on the line at this point. It's very much a landmark case. A lot of people down at the Wellington protest that covered Parliament lawns with tents and things of that nature, who got moved on by police with sound cannons, EMF weapons, body armor, and riot shields and things of that nature. A lot of them didn't really pay attention so much to our case, and perhaps they should have, because then they would have known that that's what the New Zealand police were going to do, because they are now simply the enforcement arm of the law. Okay, LAW, not LORE. And that is the present situation between us and a lot of the world's police forces, where they've essentially just been indoctrinated. I remember having a conversation with Constable Buck Rains on my show many years ago. That not many few people got to see that, and it never actually got made public, where he described the indoctrination process of the police, just a lot of repetition, a lot of sleep deprivation, and the isolation of being in police college, and the very small amount of training, like 30 minutes training with a baton. 30 minutes training.
Really? Oh, it's gotten worse than I thought, man.
Yeah. 30 minutes training with a taser, you know. 30 minutes training with a can of pepper spray. You know, and of course we had reports coming out of police who are suffering from pepper spray in the eyes because allegedly the protesters might have used an unknown substance of them. No, it's called blowback, because you weren't trained properly, and Wellington is a very windy place. So what happens when you spray liquid chili pepper in the air in a windy place, you morons?
Yeah, I mean, they have to have a low IQ. They're not allowed to have a high IQ. So, yeah, you can legally call them morons.
Yeah.
And but go ahead. Yeah, I mean, you know, I really wish you luck. I want everyone to know everything about your case, but I'm really glad you brought up TK as well. I forgot, you know, Billy TK there. And, oh, man, but are you on sort of house arrest still?
No, I've got a baby. It's worse.
Yeah, you don't need to be. They're like, he's got a baby. Don't move on.
I ain't going anywhere. You know.
Right. So, but you have not. No one has really been able to. No one has really done much protesting since that time, I believe.
I mean, they haven't had to, because there hasn't been another lockdown since we protested it. You know, coincidentally enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a big kind of like feeling out there amongst a lot of people that they wouldn't tolerate another one. So it's just like the New World Order does. They push the envelope. If we push it back, they'll take it underground. And then they'll wait until we become complacent, and then they'll push it again.
Right. And the one day we'll trip and fall, and that it'll just stay that way. That's that's the plan. But yeah, great that you're a family man, everyone. He is a pretty great family man. He has a nice wife. And of course, like you said, you have a baby. So you believe in actually procreating, raising a child, and actually not aborting them and turning them into something, turning them over to the state. So awesome, Vinny. Glad you're a real man.
Thanks, brother. Well, I mean, we just uploaded a new video, and I'll pop that into the Skype chat for you here. I'm not sure if you can play the audio off of a YouTube while you're live.
I'm not able to again. For a short time I was. Let me try it. I'll give it a try. And but either way, I can try to get that in chat. Are you in chat by chance?
Yeah, here, just in the Skype chat. I just popped in the link to the YouTube video of my little baby boy laughing. It's very freaking cute.
Oh, I meant the Element new Revolution Radio chat. But yeah, I'll take that and put it in the Revolution Radio chat. So let me try to grab it from you now. And what is it again?
This is my baby boy, Alfie.
Yeah, the cuteness. Alfie, that's, interesting. That reminds me of, they use Alfie for, like, Illuminati, MK Ultra babies, but it's not for Alfred. It's for, like, alpha male, you know?
No, it is for Alfred, you know, because it means elf council. And he's got these cute little elf ears, you know?
It's playing now, if you can hear it.
I can't hear it, sorry.
Okay, so...
I'll tell you what, I'll play it on my end for you if you want.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll be putting this in chat for you while you do that. So let me try to copy this for a sec. And I'll get that in there so everyone else can get it when they're ready. And looks like it's going in. And... okay, that is from Billy Bad Asian, Billy Badass Ian in the chat here, everyone. I hope you like cuteness is the video. Wow.
That's some cuteness right there, man.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Oh, that was good. Yeah. But that's interesting about the elf. How did you put that again, Vinny? What does it mean?
Elf council.
Yeah, right. Elf and elf. Yeah, I like that. Interesting. Hopefully there'll never be another lockdown, and your son will be able to grow up actually free to speak. I'm sure he'll learn correctly through you. And you guys have a great place to... New Zealand is supposed to be pretty awesome and healthy and, like, full of all kinds of cool views and nature. He'll have the best place to grow up if we can make him free.
Yeah, if we can make him free, that's true. New Zealand is a really great marketing team. You know about marketing, you know, safe and effective, you know, those great marketing terms. Clean and green, those are the marketing terms for New Zealand. Now, if anybody's ever heard of Compound 1080, it was a chemical weapon that the Japanese used on the Chinese during the Manchuria campaign around about World War II, right? They would poison the water supply upstream, and then they wouldn't have to spend any soldiers killing all the enemy because they'd drink the water and they'd all flop around on the ground and die. And so they'd just walk around and their fields were theirs. And New Zealand is the only country that licenses this toxin for outdoor use. And we dump it into our waterways and bush areas and things of that nature, allegedly to kill pests. Pests which they say, you know, threaten our native birds. What they don't tell you is that the native birds also eat these poisons and they all die.
IQ. Remember, they're not hired if their IQ is too high.
You know, and what's worse is that, of course, this compound is so poisonous, it can be an endocrine disruptor in the parts per trillion. So if it's in your waterways and things of that nature, you ain't getting it out of there, and you can't really drink the water. And all sorts of birth defects and things like that happening in New Zealand. There were boys by the Waikato River who got born with like seven urethras, you know, seven holes coming out of them that urine came out of, you know.
Yeah.
Very, very scary kind of deformities that this stuff does. And it's so expensive to test for 1080 poisoning that they just don't test for it.
Yeah, it's like all the water they have, like, there's like 10,000 ways to poison water, and they have like three tests, and they'll use one of them. Mm. That's it, you know.
That's right. And if you're testing in stuff in parts per million, you might not pick it up. If you're testing in parts per trillion, which is much more expensive, you might. And that's the thing about this country, is that you kick over a rock in any direction, regardless of what it is, if it's to do with the government or the banking sector or the police or the judges or the lawyers or whatever it is, and you will find rot beneath it. That's why this country is on Transparency International's list of the perceived least corrupt countries in the world, because the people who are on the board of Transparency International New Zealand are some of the most corrupt people you could ever conceive of. And the questionnaire that Transparency International sends out for its Corruption Perception Index list is a voluntary questionnaire. So it works like this. So, bro, have you guys got any corruption there in New Zealand? And New Zealand goes, nah, bro, nah, all G. And send back the... the form blank, and then we're
not here. Nope.
That's why it's called a corruption perception index.
Right. Oh, yeah. Hey, wasn't there a great one? One of your leaders was pretty good, let's say around the Trump era, and but he got killed or something. Was that there? Or
if any of our leaders got killed, I'd be the first to be surprised about it, and then immediately start celebrating. So, because this, they're just bad people in this country's political system. I got to tell you, all right. And they all come from wealthy families. They've all worked overseas, and they've all been mentored by people from the United Nations and globalist think tanks and things of that nature. You're talking about a type of corruption that the late Prinny Bright identified as called state capture, where you can, at the policy level, insert your people and then dictate what the policies are going to be for that particular government. It's a very specific type of corruption. And there is no independent commission against corruption in New Zealand. If the police are accused of corruption, they have to investigate themselves. In some cases, like during the 2008 financial crisis, which John Key was the prime minister, a former derivatives money manager for the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, as Merrill Lynch's representative for the bond and derivative trade in the EU, he came in, and when they started investigating all of these derivatives bubbles and things of that nature, they didn't know, surprisingly, how to investigate it. So one quote from the ombudsman was quite interesting. Well, it's such a complicated system that we asked KPMG to investigate themselves for us, and they assure us it's all good, bro.
I don't remember. There's been a few really great cases of things like that happening here over the last 10 years. I wish I could remember exactly what they were, but yeah, it's endemic. It's absurd. And we're kind of getting close to the top of the hour. I'm glad. It's really awesome you were able to pop in before the second hour. So thank you for that. And did you get a good enough break? I mean, I know you've been pretty busy on a bunch of shows. Did you have to do another 3 or maybe 6 hours before the show, or
it was another hour before this show, including set up and whatnot. So I can probably do another hour. I'll be knackered after this though.
yeah. Okay. Cool. So everyone, Vinny Eastwood is back. He will be back after the top of the hour. I know we still have about at least 10 minutes before the end of the show, but you know, obviously I want you to talk more and remind everybody about your appeal coming up. I want everyone to back you and support you and just make sure the word is out so that it's at least a little bit of pressure on the government over there, the courts or whatever, you know, make sure they're in the eye. You know, they're in the people's eye, not the Illuminati eye this time. So that's what we're trying to do. But
well, on Facebook, if anybody's on there, you can search Billy TK and Vinny Eastwood Appeal in the events section, and you'll have the details there for the directions to the Auckland High Court and turning up at 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. you know, to help show your support there for freedom of speech. If you want to know more, like about the day we got arrested and that kind of thing, you can go to my website, vinnyeastwood.com, and click on the blue The Day Democracy Died banner there and watch the 30-minute documentary I made about the day. Billy TK is in the middle of cutting together his documentary, The River of Lies, the New Zealand Scamdemic, an investigative documentary. So people can check that out at riveroflies.co.nz. Billy also put up a petition for us. It's got over 12,000 signatures now. Justice for Billy TK and Vinny Eastwood. Like, people go to change.org and just search Billy TK and go and sign and share that petition out if you can, possibly. My wonderful sponsors have been sponsoring me through all of this thing, including deplatforming and whatnot. I don't know what they're sponsoring for, but they're just supporting me kind of thing. Reopen.nz is a directory of anti-mandate, pro-choice, all-inclusive of businesses in New Zealand. So if people want to add their business there, their freedom business, you know, go ahead and do it. And I'm also helping, getting help with my health issues with HoldenHealthCare.com. That's emphasis on the care. All the music and stuff that I do is also on the website under Vendetta's Music, under VinnyEastwood.com. And I basically survive off of donations, and if people donate, they can request a guest, they can have a private call with me, or if they want my help to help you get your media project or idea off the ground, or you want to figure out how to do live streaming with the cameras and all of that kind of stuff. It sounds real complicated, but it's actually really quite simple if you know what you're doing. And because you don't know what you're doing, it helps to have somebody who does to just hold your hand through it. Point at this, click that, drag that out there, make that a bit bigger, type that in, boom. It's so freaking easy. And everybody can do live streaming. And I encourage it because I used to have to edit my shows after the fact. And for every hour of a show, it would take 2 to 3 hours to edit it. And now I can do a 3-hour show and it takes me 3 hours to edit it, including doing the show.
Right. Yeah, that's awesome. And hopefully everyone, if you need to hear that again, don't forget to go check out the archives, our Revolution Radio archives, which should be popping up in, you know, I think they wait 3 days now. It depends if it's a weekend and who's available to make sure it's reviewed and put up. But it'll be up there pretty soon either way. So, you know, spread the word and spread that video so everybody knows about Vinny's appeal and all his accomplishments and the music, Vinny. I forgot about that. I forgot all about that. So awesome. Basically, you know, we have a great host and someone who's pretty creative. And I noticed, Vinny, you're naturally intelligent. In a way, you're just a regular down-to-earth guy, but it's obvious to me. Now, it's like I don't know how to put this. In other words, like, you're not a, you might be a genius. You obviously think quick on your toes, easily, very fast. The natural, proper terms and phrases come to you. You're in the movement in all the proper ways, I would have to say. So I really love your style, and I'm glad to have a big brain on my show like yourself. And, you know, not trying to not trying to boost anybody.
No. You're not boosting anything. I know I'm a genius, you know. It's just, I remember
genius.
I was watching, what was it, Clint Eastwood's movie, Space Cowboys. And, you know, when somebody's like very, very confident, but they've got a reason to be. And they're saying, right. Well, they were on the Jay Leno show, and they're saying, okay, which one of you is the ladies' man? And it's like, what's his name? I don't know. One of the older guys, you know, stands up and he goes, it's me. And he goes, well, how do you get the ladies to come to you and stuff like that? And he goes, well, I don't know. I think it depends on the lady and whether or not she's interested in discovering her infinite supply of orgasms.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Which one was that? I think I saw
Donald
that.
Sutherland, yeah.
Yeah. Right. That was a good movie. That was really a good movie. And, yeah, and then, of course, some of the geniuses weren't such geniuses, but they were fun to watch. So, yeah, exactly. Anyway, in about 2 minutes, we'll be going to the top of the hour break, so we'll be coming back after that in about 5 or 6-ish, and Vinny will be back with us. Everyone check out his sites while you're waiting for us to return, so don't forget. And don't forget, maybe try donating to the station during the break time as well, which helps keep the station going, people like me, and it actually gives a platform for people like Vinny. Vincent, if you prefer, to keep coming back on. Okay, I noticed you had Vincent. You always had Vinny in the past, and eventually, you know, you put the Vincent. Once you had a baby boy, you know, maybe that had to do with it. Vincent.
That's one of his middle names, you know. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kip, what was it? Alfie Vincent Keith Eastwood. It means the Elf Council. Mm. Conqueror from the battlefield.
Right. Yeah, that's you've been watching. Let's see, what kind of movies would apply to that kind of thing? I forget. Let's skip that anyway. But maybe when we come back, yeah, we'll talk about some cool movies relatable to that kind of what your son may turn out to be. Let's say maybe he'll be conquering. They'll be fighting lefties, MK Ultra victims, cyborgs, people with wires in their head, nanotech, and everything else. So who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's again great to have you on. It's at 10:56 at let's say at least the second hour. That's when the show cuts off as far as the archives go. That's really kind of what I was getting at. Keep listening. We'll be on probably for 2, 3, or more minutes, and you'll hear us live. Whatever you hear at the end of the show, whatever you comes out of your mouth, Vinny, before the music covers over us, we'll be live, and everyone will get to hear it. And people only listening to archives will miss it. They'll miss it. So I don't hear the music. I'm a little surprised, but yeah, it's... Your appeal, though, real quick, you want to, what is the appeal date?
31st of July. For you guys, I think that'll be the 30th of July, because we're like about 14 hours ahead of you.
And, in the future, yes.
Yeah. So we're just at the Auckland High Court in the Waterloo Quadrant at about 9 a.m. It'd be great to see everybody there. Because I think, I don't know, both Billy and myself, because we got banned from the internet for 6 weeks, there was no way for us to capitalize on our arrest. All right. I mean, you see other people, they get arrested and they're back online the next day talking about it, and they build movements and followings and things like that. But in the middle of lockdown when there's nobody else to concentrate on. So but that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk more about that after the break right here on Revolution Radio.
That's right. Break is beginning. And again, Vinny Eastwood, everybody get back here. I'll check out chat in the meantime. See you in about 5-ish.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
And I have to correct myself on one or two things. And also, Vinny, you were... there was a few. I got to look in chat real quick. Not everybody's, but I think they asked it. Was it 3 months you were in jail, prison?
No. We're only held in lockup for about 28 hours, and that was 2 years ago. And now we're being we've been convicted and sentenced to 3 months jail. Ooh, excuse me. And that's what we're appealing.
Oh yeah, right. Okay. Sorry about that. And then I'm pretty sure, I'm not sure if you said it exactly. When did you take that video of your baby, of Alfie?
Oh, I think a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, awesome. That was from someone, let me see, which, Lavender Dream, or that was from May Street in chat here. And Pat Rabbit reminded me that the archives to listen to this show with Vinny on it will not be, it'll be quicker than I was saying. It will be 12 to 18 hours or so. So if you do need the archives, you want to go over everything me and Vinny have been talking about, but to get the information, to get to his sites and to help him out, especially to donate during times of need, then check out the archives if you need that also, and share it. In other words, if you need to, if you want to share everything, just wait about 12 to 18 hours. So thank you, Pat Rabbit. And Lavender Stream, not Dream, Lavender Stream, thinks that's a great, in other words, she wrote, how cute is that? And in other words, how cute and is that a new picture? So that question was from her as well. And so they're seeing that. And Mr. Rowe, so they did see that in chat, by the way, Vinny. And Mr. Rowe did put a screenshot of you as you are here with me in chat as well for everybody to see what I see. So, and that's about it for now. I'll check out more later. So the 31st, everyone, for Vinny's appeal. Help him out, spread the news. And, so basically, again, so glad you're back. Anything else, Vinny, or did I cut you off on something you meant to get back to?
Oh no! I was done. You know, like we've got the full story of that and that kind of thing, and often these things are engaged into much broader discussions because you know it's just basically the nature of talk radio is it's about the banter.
Yeah, banter. I haven't heard that word in a while, but I like it, and that's absolutely true. And when I know people are interviewing you a lot now. When was your last, do you still do your own videos? In other words, do you interview others on a more or less regular basis still?
Yeah, I still have a weekly show on republicbroadcasting.org, just once a week for an hour sort of thing, just keeping the pilot light on my show on while I'm going through all this stuff. And working on a bit of my music, doing a little bit of writing, and taking care of my baby boy because he's very, very cute and he needs lots of love and attentions. So, yeah, I got a full dance card, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm very grateful to all the people that are donating so that I can, you know, just keep surviving while I'm going through this sort of, you know, dark night of the soul, you know, massive adjustment period in my life.
Right. And thank God you have a great wife to help you along, and she helped you through all the trials, and, you know, so it just kind of makes you feel good. I mean, I'm a little sentimental. I'm not too sappy, but I mean, in today's age, it's really good to see. And, you know, we've had your wife at least in the background on in the past,
that would be Sarah, my ex-wife. I've actually split with her. Yeah. Alfie is actually my new partner, Rebecca's child.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know that because, it happened
kind of quick, you know.
Wow. Because, yeah, you guys seem like a good team. So, but things happen, I know, and that's your business, of course. Mm. I like the name Rebecca. I've always liked Rebecca's. Yeah. So, I'm sure she'll be just fine. Obviously, it's working out. Your baby boy is obviously happy and healthy. He's just,
unjabbed and born at home. Mm-hmm, right. No doctors and stuff like that. Delivered him myself, you know. You know, no midwives, no doctors, no nothing. Just a little bit of advice and help that we look at videos online and stuff. So, you know, just did the deed and got it done because, we didn't want no jabbers anywhere near him.
Yeah, hell no. Yeah, jabbers, God. I mean, unjabbed, unmasked. I mean, I'm glad you're not taking the, who did that with the, what was that singer? Michael Jackson, in other words. He covered his babies and children up everywhere he went. So that was like beyond masking.
Mm.
And it just kind of the opposite.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Sharia law of pop.
Right. But I've got to hear your music though, and pretty soon when I get time. So everyone, don't forget, Vinny makes music. Check it out. I'm sure it'll be cool. And is it more comedy? I mean, what kind is it?
Well, it's all kind. It's good music. That's what it is. You know, when you listen to a song like Country Roads, you know that it doesn't matter who you are or what genre you're into, you know it's good music. It's like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right, good, because I would imagine someone like you would be doing something like political comedy music, but no, that's good. You're it's real music, in other words.
Yeah.
Something to play and enjoy. Right. All right. Awesome.
Well, I'm a polyphonic, and that means I can sing with two voices at the same time. And you know how rap artists, they can freestyle, right? Mm-hmm. But they freestyle just lyrics, whereas I freestyle choruses and verses and bridges and leads and things of that nature, just all off the cuff. And most of our songs, we've got demos uploaded now on our YouTube channel, Vinny and the Vendettas, and the kind of things that I can do just off the cuff right there and then just blows people away because they've never seen anybody who can do it, and I still haven't met anybody who can do it. So it would be nice to get a producer or something like that. My current producer, he recognizes my talents and he does want to go forward, but not without being paid, you know. So so we need like $200 for each recording session of 4 hours, which is a very reasonable rate as far as recording sessions go. I'm just unable to afford it because I've been freaking deplatformed and demonizing the media and so on and so forth. So it's just like, yeah, man, got like nearly $6,000 worth of lawyer's bill still to pay off, even though now I'm on legal aid, which means that the government is paying my lawyer to protect me against the government.
Right. IQ style. Yeah, they're all hired that way.
Well, I mean, maybe not an IQ. It's probably like the A, B, C, D, E, and the next letter of the alphabet, Q.
Yeah, it could be that. Some go with that kind of logic, right? But you lost, when you were deplatformed, did you ever recuperate those, hundreds or more videos and interviews?
I mean, to be honest, I never even tried. You know, to sort of recoup it. I mean, I was very lucky that I had a lovely lady named Julia to try to archive all my shows back and things like that. And she got back to 2016, which is maybe about 20% of the shows that I've done, and just the recent ones and stuff like that. So none of the old interviews really survived. And even a lot of the new ones, they were never archived properly on the YouTube or BitChute or something like that. They're all gone now. So I think a good 80% of my website is now broken links to shows that maybe people will never see again. Some of that stuff was really important work. A lot of the people on those shows are now dead. There's no memory of them now, and people are unable to access their knowledge ever again because I said the wrong buzzwords on my YouTube channel a couple of times. And in fact, you know, the reason why my channels got all deleted is because of an interview that I did in 2012 with Zan the Wise Old Man. And he was talking about Israel or something like that. And they pinged me for that. And then, boom, took everything.
Oh, really? Oh, I don't remember that. Wow.
Like, yeah. It happened 10 years before they deplatformed me. Like they're just changing the rules up and stuff and hunting me down. It's like, what the hell?
Well, you know, that reminds me of what I keep trying to say. You know, you had that movie, Something Report. What was the name of that movie? it was about crime, pre-crime, stuff like that.
Minority Report.
Yeah, Minority Report is like, it's about pre-crime where you arrest somebody that, you know, the time thing says, you know, you're going to commit a crime. But the reality is that's about arresting people for doing, let's say you do something today, it's not against the law, it might be frowned upon, but 10 years from now, it becomes the law. You get arrested for it then, even though it was legal now. Minority Report is an inverse of what they plan, which is why everything going on the internet is very bad. When you put anything into the cloud, it's all going to be reviewed for any infraction, all of it, for your entire, as far back as they can go. So it's not pre-crime, it's after-crime and pre-crime. So you could say...
Post-crime.
And, post-crime, yeah, excellent, thank you. Big brain help definitely helps. And my all the stress I've had over the years, my brain just is kind of shrunken, so...
Oh, yeah, you know, I feel you, bro. I feel like I'm operating at about maybe 10, 20%, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I know what that's like. God. But, yeah, hey, how about, are you going to be on any other Revolution Radio hosts shows anytime soon that you know of, or for anyone else to?
I believe I got Barry Prince on in a second. Yeah, I got him on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Barry Prince, everyone, a lot of them know who Barry Prince is, and I've never been able to listen to his show, and he's relatively new compared to since I've been on. And since I've been on, everything went topsy-turvy for me, completely destroying any free time I have for the most part for a while. And but I've seen he's had some pretty cool posts. I've heard just a little bit in between here and there, so it'll be good. I'm sure it'll be great. And we'll maybe try to... You were on Noreen Helphand's show. I know that, at least in the past, and others, RT's and a whole lot more, especially farther back. And you were a host here, I believe, many, many, many years ago when you had a little bit of extra time to spread out more. So maybe Noreen will be able to get you on. What time is it over there in New Zealand right now, Vin?
3:15 p.m.
Okay, so you should have no problem being on her midnight show, basically, and I'll get the word to her, and maybe you know, you already have her contact, so just keep an eye out for Noreen. That would be our it's my Monday night, because to me it's Monday, but it's technically Tuesday. So at the end of Monday, when it hits midnight switching into Tuesday, that's when her show begins. And for you, that would be we have to go switch, because you're from the future, so you have to adjust it that way, everybody. So we'll get you on.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that. And also, the audience, they're the ones who listen to lots of different hosts and things of that nature, including hosts that aren't on the same network. So getting on to all sorts of networks in front of all sorts of audiences and things like that, that's what we really need right now, because... it's about, you know, building momentum for it. Who is Vinnie Eastwood? What happened to him? Why is this significant? That kind of thing. And, you know, I hate to boast, but it is actually pretty significant what happened to us, internationally speaking. And it was it was big news at the time. And I am, I think maybe we had Sue and Kiwi, Karina Ruiz and DK in New Zealand here with the alternative media, try and give us some coverage. That's three out of maybe 20 to 30 people that are running their own alternative news shows in here. And that's kind of, I wish people would reach out to those people that haven't had us on and ask those hosts to give us a little bit of coverage, at least here at home, because I've been on maybe... five American shows in the last week that aren't mine, of hosts that are trying to give us support here, and I've been on no New Zealand shows this last week.
Oh, well, yeah, well, it's a poison place anyway, what the hell, right? But No, I'm glad you're here. Probably better. I consider you, I do actually consider you an American. And some people would look at that as an insult, or even it might make me sound kind of snooty, you know, but I really mean it in a very light heart. You're about freedom. You have the true American heart, at least as far as what America has put on paper. I know we are corrupted to the hilt. I know we're destroyed. You know, I know we became a decadent nation here, and we eventually became a bad example for everyone to follow. But what we're supposed to be and what we used to be at one time, that's how I look at you. I look at you as a real American. So
I appreciate that, man. It actually means quite a lot, you know. It's the reason I'm the only New Zealander to have an American talk radio show.
Yeah, right. Is it kind of spread out there? Is it, it seems like there's only, like it's mostly undeveloped, or is it?
Well, you know, like if you're like driving through some of the less populated states like Wyoming, and you've got these wide open spaces, but you do have cities and things like that. It's kind of like that.
Right.
If Wyoming was by the coast, that would be, and it only had 5 million people tops, that would be like New Zealand.
Right. I mean, I know it has pretty good sized cities. It has a real civilization. It's not not some lost place, you know.
Well, you know, just imagine for a moment that you're in a country where everybody's watching TV, getting lied to by the media, getting lied to by the politicians, believing it, loving it, sucking down poisonous fast food and drinking fluoride and getting rained on by chemtrails all the time and having all sorts of propaganda and psychotropic drugs and things like that being fed to the population, which is making the crazier people crazier. And then you've got basically New Zealand. Now, this might be difficult for an American to understand, you know.
Yeah. What do you mean? What's the problem? God, so many times, Ben. I mean, you could show people like them chemtrailing over your head. They're like, what do you mean? What? And like, I mean, major chemtrailing. And like downtown L.A., I'm in my aside, you know, let's say I think I was in LAX. I was right alongside LAX, the Los Angeles, California airport. And like, there'd be normal planes. I'd be watching all day and night out the hotel window, and a nice sky. Sometimes it even looks good and great. But, you know, it's a city heavily polluted. And you see the normal contrails. But then right just kind of alongside the other normal passenger planes, giant plane going by spewing chemtrail like in a massive widespread, like over the city in front of everybody, like they're hiding in plain sight over the airport. No, that's a chemtrail. That's like, and like, it's crazy. Like, what do you mean? But go ahead, sorry to rant here.
I know, this is good. I mean, they never even heard of it, you know. That's how controlled the media is, man, right? We've got Dead in the Water in the chat says, saying my coworker looks at me going, like, what do you mean? Like, and I don't know about you, but I haven't hung around normal people for a long, long time, and with good reason. They're not worth my time.
Right? They'll probably spread nanotech junk to you from them anyway. Remember, the jabs are designed to put things in them that spread to the rest of the herd, like, you know?
Yeah. I mean, but there's still people, you know, you still look at a really hot jabbed woman and think, I want to give you a few miscarriages. But then there's also, you know, those other people who are just kind of like a roll of the dice. Okay, it's pericarditis for you. It's myocarditis for you. You know, and you're like, you don't mind. And I just remember this joke I made about the New Zealand call-in system, you know, when you got to call the tax department and stuff like that and talk to them, and they have this You are third in the queue. We are experiencing high call numbers, and we will get to you shortly. But then if you're an American and you're calling up your local dispensary, it's a bit different, you know?
Hey, man, we're experiencing some very high callers right now. And you know, like, when the callers are high, they're just like... like, you know, like...
Yeah, it's really high. Really high this time. Oh, yeah. Oh, I hear you. But, oh, man. I know someone who just recently quit getting high. It's really an odd experience, to be honest.
What was wrong
but
with
we won't life? Go down that line. It has to do with a new man maybe coming into their life.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a Catholic. I'm like, but you're not religious. You know Catholics are very religious, right? Like, oh, that's okay. You know, it's, oh, man, it's kind of an odd story, to be honest. But
well, the Gutenberg Bible was printed on hemp paper, you know. So
you're right. Good point.
Why wouldn't the religious people be in support of it?
I mean, I think it should be mandatory. I mean, if the Bible was printed on hemp, I mean, I think it, how could it ever change? I mean, I think we need a new law, Vinny. I mean, let's put it through. Every book, in fact, must be printed with hemp paper. You're going to, let's spread the word.
Well, I mean, hemp is a ubiquitous material, and that means it can be used to pretty much make anything. All right, you want to make a car out of hemp, you can make the panels. You can make them stronger and more durable than steel and lighter as well.
Right.
And you don't need quite the same processes to make it, so you don't need to spend as much fuel doing it. And also, once it's done or bent in or something like that, you could just throw it away and it'll biodegrade. So there's no rusted crap all over the place, right?
Right, right.
You know, it's just like, I want to... What are you doing with that weed there, bro? Oh, I'm growing a new door for my Honda. You know? So
right.
If we were all driving around in hemp cars, the accidents would actually come to a much lower level now because of the strength of them and the ability for them to absorb impact. So that would be a safety feature on top of the fact that you don't need to mine for steel and other things out of the earth, so you don't need to strip mine the place. So that's another benefit to that. And then, of course, you've got all the soaps and shampoos and things like that that can be made out of hemp, including the bottles that they come in, which are all biodegradable as well. So you've got no more litter from that and no more toxic stuff going down the drains into the sea. And on top of that, you've got hemp food. You know, hemp is the ultimate superfood, pretty much. It's got omega 3, 6, and 9, and helps basic body function in every way there is, better than mother's milk helps a baby. In fact, that's the reason why mother's milk helps babies, is because it's got cannabinoids in it. And
right.
On top of that, you know, look, all the things that you're wearing clothes that are made out of polyester, that stuff causes cancer when it's on contact with the skin. It's made out of oil. You could make it out of hemp, and it would breathe better, and it could be softer, and it can be made in various different ways. You can get hemp suede. All right?
Mm. Oh, really? I didn't hear that one yet.
Yeah. Hemp jackets, hemp coats, what, hemp, freaking everything. Everything that you're wearing right now could be made out of hemp. Even the computer screens that we're staring at right now, they can make those screens out of hemp, okay? There's guys that are even making hemp batteries, right? You can replace between 25,000 and 50,000 products that you use every day with hemp. And instead of tearing up the earth, loading it up with trash, and making everything toxic, you would be returning nutrients to the soil, revitalizing the rural economy by getting people out into the fields and growing more frickin' hemp, and you'd be making a safer, healthier, more reasonable civilization, which is what hemp started in the first place, because it was our first ever crop 10,000 years ago. And in the 10,000 years of recorded usage of cannabis and hemp, there hasn't been one death recorded associated with its use, apart from people running away from the cops and getting shot in the back.
Well, you know, yeah, right, exactly. But you know what's funny you saying that is actually one and only one time has there been an official recorded death from it. But it was such a shaky, and it's because of us saying what you just said. Because we call us, some people would call us the alternative news. We're talking about this the same way on and off for years. They finally kind of tried to find a way to force some official death by him. And they did it once. I think it kind of blew up in their face, to be honest. And so I'm going to go with there's never been a death by him anyway. And but, you know, it's funny. For a while on and off, I said, well, I think, you know, everyone remembers Knight Rider. I'm sure you probably remember the old show Knight Rider as well. And, okay, it was a bulletproof car. What do you think it was made of? Probably made of hemp, right? You know, it's the secret skin is probably hemp. That's what I'm going with. But, Vinny, this is what you'll like the most. See, for those that are a little more rebellious and want to hang some politicians, my phrase is hang them in hemp. Make that a hemp rope, people. Get those hemp ropes ready.
I fully agree. I mentioned that myself because it don't break. All right.
The last thing
you want them strangling. You want them dangling. You don't want them dropping. Okay. That's
right. And it's rough on the neck for at least before they die. You know, it might scratch up there.
Well, ideally, you'd want a professional executioner, because in World War II, when they hung some of the Nazis, I believe they actually only hung like 9 of them after the trials. Mm. They had this guy who claimed to be a professional executioner, but he wasn't. He didn't know what the hell he was doing. A lot of these Nazis strangled to death over like 20 to 30 minutes, sitting there going, you know, it was just an audience of people sitting there watching in shock while these people are dying. It's just like, no, mate, it needs to be like a chicken bone, just a quick snap, okay?
Right. You have the urge to torture them and everything, but at the same time, that leaves like a 1% chance they might even survive, and people might feel bad, and they'll actually take them down, right? I want them gone. You know, quick and okay, they're done. It's over. There's no chance of them coming back now.
Well, you know, the more radical people are saying, like, it's basically straight up. You can't take these people out in person or whatever, and there's too many of them, and blah, 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 and all these problems are absolutely real. So the only one way around that problem is basically sniper teams. You know, sniper teams, and then just one day there's none of these people walking around, and we were just like, oh my God, do you feel something? Yeah, I felt a great disturbance in the force. I suddenly feel free all of a sudden. Like I could run down the street with green jello all over my body reading Playboy magazine if I wanted to, you know?
If you wanted to, only if though, right? yeah. But yeah, awesome, definitely. And I don't know, you know what I also mentioned to people, you know, see, we have gunpowder, you know, we have solid fuel-powered bullets, you know, snipers use regular bullets and high-powered rifles, blah, blah, blah. But you know what works a little better, goes a little further, something the government also suppressed, and that would be a magnetically propelled electromagnetic, call it an object, in the direction of, let's say, take a guess. It would be better than it's just a hint. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, what was his name? I had John Carman on the show, and he's a former Secret Service, and he said that they've got drones the size of a toothpick. All right.
They fly
them into people, and they come out the other side, and the person just falls down dead, and nobody knows what did it. And the drone just flies off. Whoa!
Yeah.
Try protecting people from stuff like that. This is the thing. People realize that human beings are actually rough, tough machines. They can take a lot of punishment, and I believe the gods designed us this way so that we could do their work. you know.
right. yeah. I mean, gold and food, that's a good incentive for them to keep us alive. They want that food, first of all, and they want that gold. So, yes, I hear you. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But, you know, hemp also cleans up toxins. So what was the name of that toxin you were talking about earlier, Vin?
Compound 1080.
Compound 1080. Now, let's do
it's easy to remember because 1080 is HD. Highly destructive.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like per trillion, out of per trillion. Remember, folks, we're not talking per million, parts per million.
Parts per trillion. That's fluoride stuff. You know, that's the weak stuff that they think that they can get away with. Just dump it into your water supply.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. So, but hemp, I mean, I'm sure hemp probably absorbs that up too, right?
One can only hope. I mean,
yeah.
It has such a complex root system and that what it does is it sort of, because you can kind of cure anything with cannabis, you know, bar maybe a few things or whatever, but as long as you're using the Phoenix Tears Rick Simpson method of oil extraction and ingestion, you can pretty much beat any kind of cancer. A lot of neurological diseases just go by the wayside and stuff like that. So a very, very interesting method of treatment. And I think what's interesting about how it acts very similarly to the soil. So these root structures are among the most densely packed root structures in the entire plant kingdom. They churn the soil up and they absorb pretty much whatever's there. And they noticed in, I think it was Chernobyl, after the nuclear plant went up, that the only tree that was still growing around there was the ginkgo tree. You ever heard of ginkgo leaf? You know?
Yeah, oh yeah. That's good stuff.
Very, very good stuff, right? And so it shows that there are plant species and things of that nature that can stand up to and indeed reverse some of these terrible things that we do when we're shifting around the things that are here. You know, where's this plutonium going? Oh, it's sitting there, it's safe and whatnot. Why don't we just get that out and put it into a reactor and make 30,000 nuclear megaton warheads, bro, so to threaten people with? Bro, this sounds like a brilliant idea. Why haven't we done this earlier?
Brilliant. I always think of that commercial. Brilliant. You know, if anyone remembers, it's a constant flash in my head. Okay, it stopped now. But, Right. So we'll clean up the planet. We'll make food, make hopefully cures, you know. And remember, we're not doctors. People always like trying to preface, you know, the government and so on. They've gotten us all to keep trying to make disclaimers and all kinds of things. When, first of all, this is not the Dr. Bill show. Okay. I'm not selling anything. I'm not telling you to come into my clinic and I will cure you. I'll cure you. I'm not making any promises. And again, let's go back. We're not doctors here. So
yeah, the contents of the Vinnie Eastwood show should not be construed as medical advice. Although if you do consider it medical advice, you might survive. And if you take the advice of medical practitioners, you might get killed.
Right. You're more likely to die from the medical practitioners, according to my stats, my Bill stats.
Well, so, Dr. Binney, point what of else? Fact, the American Medical Association, if you take up all the people that get killed in the medical system, you know, botched surgeries, reactions to drugs and things of that nature, it's actually the leading cause of death in America.
Yeah, I know. And a bit, like you said, mistakes are included, and they'll switch charts from one person to the other sometimes. They'll have a newbie. You know, first of all, Vinny, the problem is some of the doctors are not taking their own prescriptions, and on the other problem is some of the doctors are. They're taking their own drugs. So it depends on what kind of doctor you have, and either way, they went to medical training, and they believe in their higher-ups. And that's the ultimate problem. You can remember, you can go through 8 years of college and cram all that knowledge into your brain. You have no idea if any of it's true. You just remembered it. You passed the test and you followed orders. No wonder the stats come out the way they do. You know, and it's like, it doesn't mean you're smart. the doctor didn't figure out how to make, he didn't perfect his own version of surgery. He didn't create his own, he's not a chemist that studied the interaction of all these things, tested them on guinea pigs and his own family first, and then went to the doctors and the other doctors. And okay, your doctor is just someone who passed the test and just started following orders. End of story. They're stupid. That's why they're stupid. But go ahead. Sorry for the rant. What makes them.
It's the point of cult indoctrination. So if you want to indoctrinate somebody into a cult, you need to isolate them. And you need to traumatize them. You need to give them sleep deprivation, nutrition deprivation, and have a central authority figure that can't be questioned, and layered with a whole bunch of repetition of pointless, boring tasks. All right? This will kill your mind's ability to think for itself. You know? Think for itself. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I'm isolated here. I'm being traumatized. I'm sleep deprived, and all this stuff is really boring. I'm going to get out of here. This sucks. I don't like it. Right? That's what your brain would naturally tell you, but you're too sleep deprived to figure that part out, so you just gut it out, and then everybody pats you on the back, oh, you got your doctorate, you know, that kind of thing. I remember I was at a party, and my sister was telling me about a friend of hers who's like celebrating because he finally got his doctorate, and we were like, well, what's he a doctor of? And he goes, and he said, you know, I am now a professor of music. And we were like what? Like Dr. Dre?
Yeah. Oh, man. Anyway, we did get a shout out too, by the way, Vinny. I'm kind of hesitating on you here and there. I'm trying to read chat. It's hard for me to do more than 25 things at one time.
I just want to say one thing before you continue on the partner Rebecca, we're in the bedroom, and she tells me to go out and find the thing, and she goes, make sure to yell out what the time is. And then I get over to the clock, and I yell out, what the time is?
Yeah. Right. Ed, you know, it happens, right? Maybe you need more hemp, Vinny. Hemp cereal. Are you doing hemp cereal, by the way?
Nah.
I like it. When I was able to, I've had that, and that's pretty good. But it was Wally, by the way, is one of the people that gave us both the shout out. So we got E-Rock in there. We have a new person listening in the kitchen. That's not you, right? Someone named in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
So they're new, so it's not you. And yeah, let me see. One more thing. Okay, now I'll skip that for now. Sorry. Sorry for the intro. It's just me trying to read and listen and talk. Go ahead, Doug.
That's very, very difficult to do in talk radio. I remember when we had the American Freedom Radio chat, and a lot of the time we just turned it off because you're trying to focus on the listener, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But what's different about the audience now is that the audience has the ability to interact and participate much more, you know, where once you could only really take callers, now you can take text messages on the radio, you can take chat rooms and things like that. So there's a lot for a talk radio show host to deal with. And if they're male, and talk radio show hosts generally are, multitasking is not our thing.
Yeah, right. It's like you said earlier, like, you're cut down, I'm put down. In other words, we're not at, like, 20% of what we used to be, or however you put it. And it's literal. For me, I'm not at even, I might be doing maybe 10% of my norm because of what's been happening to me over specifically the last 3 years, but to extend that out to 9 to 10 years has been so grueling. It's Solaris, another host last night, talked about when you hang with, how did she put it? Well, basically, I don't want to say this in a too negative way, but basically when you try to play stupid or blend in, you start to become stupid. And I've had to kind of been forced to become chopped down. It's like cuts you down, and I'm just not operating at normal speed. I'm too I'm too tense half the time, and the other time I'm too tired. But you being on does enlighten everybody, so that helps me, and I'm glad everyone's listening and they've got to see everything in chat. I hope they've gone on to your website since we've been talking. And matter of fact, say that again. Tell everyone what your sites are, just to make sure we don't forget before the end of the show.
Well, you can check out my music on the Vendetta's music page on the Vinnie Eastwood Show .com, and of course you can just reach that at VinnieEastwood.com. That's Vinnie with a Y, because it's the most important question, and Eastwood, like, go ahead, make my news.
right. Oh yeah, that I like that. Vendetta. Yes, V for Vinnie, or V for Vendetta. What was the name of that again?
Vinnie and the Vendettas.
Vinnie and the Vendettas. Right. So you could have the Vendetta Vincent Show or something also, maybe. I didn't know you made it to BitChute, though. I'm glad to hear at least you... That got shot down, though? What happened with that?
I've been on BitChute for a while, you know. As soon as everybody started talking about the deplatforming and whatnot, I made sure to link my YouTube to my BitChute, because it downloads most of your videos and puts it on there. However, they only download them back a certain thing, so there's maybe a year of my old shows on BitChute before I got deplatformed out of the 15 years. And BitChute didn't tell me that until after the fact, of course. And the same was true of Odyssey. And on the back end of YouTube, you can search inside your own archives for very specific things, whereas you can't do that on Odyssey or BitChute. So if you're trying to find something of yours, it's very, very difficult, especially on Odyssey. Odyssey's just search terms are just terrible, absolutely terrible. And I think BitChute only allows you to upload video files that are only 2 gigabytes in size. Which is, I don't know, if you're shooting in HD, maybe 60 minutes, maybe 45, right? And somebody who's doing 2-hour shows 5 days a week, back in the day, I didn't even bother trying to use BitChute. And that's probably a good reason why a massive portion of my videos aren't on there, because it didn't automatically upload them through my YouTube. So, yeah, man, there's just so much knowledge with so many people and so much work that is just gone.
Yeah, going like that. And my problem is in videos, it's personal pictures, digital pictures, thousands from in at least one hard drive and externals that I've been saving for years, haven't been able to ever really pull out to finally start to use that computer and more again. And then at the kind of the last minute, not long ago, found the thing underwater, probably ruined and everything going for life. I mean, I've been to bunches of events. I've met tons of people, have tons of pictures of my personal history. That's pretty important, at least to me personally, and then to a few other people. And it's gone. Before you came on, Vin, I was sort of basically talking about the fact that we're all being erased anyway. They're trying to cap and cover us. You know, where they're covering their ass by covering us over. They're burying the past, and that's us, and that's how they want it. So it kind of relates to something you were saying earlier, and it's the truth, basically. But what were you saying? Can you hear the fan? I meant to turn the fan down before I started the show. Is it kind of making a hiss? Do you notice?
Not really. I mean, I can more hear my computer in the background with its fan. It reminds me, I walked into a donor of mine's big car workshop, and he points at this big radial fan kind of that keeps the whole workshop cool, and he goes, "Oh, thanks, Vinny, I'm a big fan. This is my biggest fan."
right. Yeah, I know the ones. See, this is why I thought you were going to have comedy music. See, you'd be good at that too. Maybe you should branch off even more. You do the both, make your normal music.
Well, some of our songs are pretty funny. I think like the Mexican song and Love Waffle Aloft and It's Tough Being Ginger.
Yeah. Right, that sounds good. No, I gotta hear these. Damn it, I need time. These sound awesome. So everyone else, I'm sure they're probably listening to it right now. But anyway, let me see if anyone in chats. I was thinking Mr. Rowe would probably want you. Have you been on Mr. Rowe's show in the past? I don't want to talk for him. I mean, I thought in the past you have been on at least the RTs with him. I'm pretty sure he does like you. And have you been on his show that you remember at all in the past? Here no, at Revolution.
No, I have not been on Mr. Rowe. Did he used to work with Shaggy?
No, not that I know of anyway. And but he was in chat here earlier. I'm hoping he'll let me know if he's listening. And if he's got a slot for you coming up sometime. Obviously before the 31st, everyone, and Mr. Rowe. Maybe even Pat Rabbit here. I'm not sure. I don't want to speak for anyone, but I know everybody generally always loved you here. So, you know, I'm just throwing it out there. So
just
maybe they
ask,
can let us
ask, because I don't know who to ask. That's the thing. I don't know who knows me anymore because all of my lists and everything of all my contacts and whatnot have been taken by the government. So
yeah.
If you've heard the fact that I need help, and you can, please do it, you know?
Yes.
My website's there, VinnieEastwood.com. You can click on the contact page, send me an email. Hey, I got this interview organized for you at this time, and I will be there, man. And that's the thing. You got to be reliable, and you got to show up, especially if people are trying to help you, you know, and trying to help you for free. You know, people don't realize that the vast majority of the work in the truth movement actually does cost time, and time is money. And because people do it for free, that time is spent making things that make people's lives better, and they don't get compensated for it, generally speaking, not financially anyway.
Right, and then they also get the name of their show, Gorilla Something, or whatever that used to be, stolen from them and taken and having the credit taken and things like that happen. We're pretty much filled with, you know, we're in a world just filled. This is like I'm not exactly sure of what your take on this whole planet as a whole is, Vinny. I generally know, but I mean, right now I just look at it as it's just a cesspool. I'm being a little negative because of my personal circumstance, but there's just too many thieves. They're going to try to take whatever you get anyway, whatever you give.
Yeah, in one of our songs, It's Just My Culture, one of the lyrics is, one day the only job that's left will be taking things from people who've got nothing left to give.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and again, I'm just jaded. You know, I try to be realistic. I'm not somebody trying to, in other words, I'm not pessimistic nor optimistic. I'm a realist, but what do I know about what is across the entire globe? I don't know. And, I do believe you believe it's a globe and not flat, but you don't have to answer that.
Well, I mean, one time I got asked on the show, so Vinny, give it to us straight. Is the earth flat or is it round? And I go, well, personally, I'm like, yeah. It's like, well, I think it's a holographic fractal that's being projected by collective consciousness experiencing itself subjectively.
And right, like, right.
And they're like, whoa.
Exactly. That's kind of my closer... Yeah, my closer take on it as well. And I remember you did say something like that the very last time you were on my show. It was over a year ago, though. And that was when I was, I sort of had sort of a move since then. And things are up in the air right now, which is why I was telling you the earlier the better anyway. But, you know, we can also have you on as a follow-up show. I know you're pretty much in demand going from show to show, not probably many more being interviewed much more than you doing your own personal shows and music. But if you have time, and I should still be here at least, I would say at least a few weeks. And if you still need to come back and want to get the word out a little more, we'll do another follow-up show. And if you have to come on late, you come on late. Just pop in, whatever, however you want to do it.
All right. Thanks, bro. I appreciate that.
Mm, yeah, no problem. Awesome. And yeah, basically, though, New Zealand, man, you know, I really I wanted to travel to New Zealand in the past. It used to be I had hoped to make it eventually to like Australia. I used to love Australia. Then eventually I really started learning more about New Zealand. Oh, New Zealand's pretty free. It's not bad. It's a pretty cool place, you know, pretty cool people. Diverse yet a lot like just the general English world, a bunch of laid back people. Of course, they'll get into bar brawls in the bar when they get drunk and things like that, but pretty cool. I wanted to visit, and then like everything just started reversing. The government started becoming openly more tyrannical, more, and then everything hit. And now I know a little bit too much about New Zealand. I was offered to be paid to go live down there next to along with some other, I won't say their names, they're kind of famous, well-known people on people who listen to our shows here in Revolution Radio types would know who they are. And I turned them down, and I had questioned it, should I have done that? And I knew, you know, the issue with guns there and self-defense, and I knew what was supposed to happen in the future. And then it looked like it was gonna be all right. And I was like, oh, man, I should have went. And then, bam, the corona and everything else hit and the jab and what happened to you. And now I'm kind of glad I didn't go. But I wish I was there for you. If I went, I would have been by your side that day, Ben.
Thanks, bro. And there was a lot of people by our side that day. And I was quite surprised. You know, we had over 100 people turn up in a level 4 lockdown. And it was good to see, you know, just some very brave and good people in this country, who do get off their ass, who aren't lazy, and they do fight for freedom. And I'd like to acknowledge them all, even though I don't know their names, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mark Passio told me about this one time. The word is in courage. In means to give, okay? To right. Give someone courage. That's the game that we're in. And because we're so depressed, for lack of a better diagnosis, over getting deplatformed and trying to fight for freedom and losing, right? It's very difficult for us to give other people courage to start doing something like this or to keep fighting and stuff like that because we're struggling to convince ourselves some days.
yeah, exactly. And we're about to, the archive recording is probably about to stop. So we have Vinnie Eastwood. This is Vinnie Eastwood, everyone. Today is the 16th, July 16th, 2023. I did forget to mention that for the listeners. Vinnie, hopefully you will not lose neither the Revolution Radio Archive, if not your own, by any means. Great luck on your appeal. And everyone needs to be there and support you. So I am with you, buddy. And, bro, I don't want to sound too, you know, too forward there, but, you know, I've got your back, and I love you. So, and I generally do not say that, and everybody knows it. So just great luck.
Thank you, bro. I kind of bring that out in people because I'm found to be very refreshing. You know, because I look at things and I talk differently and I've got a funny accent, you know. I remember I remember Jack Blood told me that, you know, we got Vinny Eastwood coming on, he's got a funny accent. And I was like, I thought people thought I was funny because of my wit and my mannerisms. But now I find out, you know, rather soul-crushingly that it's actually a speech impediment.
right, yeah. That's one way to look at it, but whatever works. You know how the Illuminati's, hey, if it works, we go with it, yeah. But, you know, you're getting the word out. But I wanted to also say great luck with Alfie, Rebecca, and everything else. And, you know, well, Oh, that's the end of the show. Awesome to have you back, bro. We'll get you back if you need, if you get any extra time. Give me a holler and I'll look for your message. Have a great night.
Thanks or so day much, for you. Bill. See you later, everybody. I'm not wearing any pants. Good night, everybody.
No mask, no pants. Nighty night.
See ya.
Thanks, bye.
Listening to Revolution Radio.